first times that we live in.
But do you believe that had it not been for the whips talking in those terms, there would have been other potential Tory rebels who would have voted with you enough to win?
Yes.
Really? How many, how many do you think you had?
We had at one stage, certainly when we looked at Lord Kerr's amendment in the withdrawal bill, of at least 16 Conservatives who were going to vote for a customs union, not exactly revolutionary stuff, but and also to, all it does is to say to the government, this should be your negotiating strategy. It doesn't tie the government's hands in any particular way. We did have the numbers, but what is happening in British politics is that both political parties are in the grips of the extremists, and there are too many members of parliament. This really should concern everybody about the state of democracy in this country. There are too many members of parliament who are frightened, that is the right word to use, of the extremes within their local associations or their Labour parties, and who are not then accordingly voting in the interests of their country and their constituents. This is not acceptable. I think we need a government of national unity, okay, actually.
And we'll explore that in just a moment. But first, you say that you did have the numbers. When it came to the vote, however, you didn't. And people made their decisions differently.
Some of them had already made those decisions.
All right. But doesn't that tell us something absolutely fundamental? That your side, and this is not the only time we've seen it, is willing... or in the end is going to bottle it in a way that we don't see to the same extent on the other side of the argument on the Brexiteers.
Now, there you are absolutely right that people have to understand that these are not Brexiteers. These are the hard no-deal Brexiteers. They do not represent the majority of Leave voters. They do not represent the majority of Conservative MPs. They are led by Jacob Rees-Mogg and Steve Baker. These are people who, many of them, have been consistent rebellious people. They undermined John Major in the 1990s. They have always put their cause before any loyalty to any party or to any political leader. And they will continue so to do. They are ruthless. They are organised. And all that matters is their version of Brexit, for which there is no majority. Because everybody forgets that last June, we lost the general election. 33 Conservative members of Parliament lost their seats. There is no mandate for this.